Charlian of Chisholm commanded herself to stand still and stately on the high poop deck of her galleon. The very high poop deck, as it happened. HMS Doomwhale was, in fact, one of only four galleons her navy had possessed prior to the ill-fated campaign which had ended in Darko Sound. And unlike the Royal Carisian Navy galleons, which had escorted her to Telisburg, Doomwhale retained both her original cumbersome sail plan and the towering height of her massive, multi-decked castles fore and aft. Those sleek, low-slung vessels had disposed of those features in their ruthless drive to reduce top weight and improve seaworthiness and weatherliness, and that drive had obviously succeeded. Charlian was far from a professional seaman herself, but her captain's envy of the Carisian's handiness had been evident even to her, despite his best efforts to conceal it. At the moment, however, she was far less concerned with the relative merits of galleon designs than with the young man awaiting her arrival. "I am not going to run to the rail like some sort of overeager schoolgirl. I'm a reigning queen, for God's sake. I have a queen's dignity to maintain, and absolutely no business having all these butterflies dancing around in my middle." She told herself that quite firmly. It didn't seem to help a great deal. "Now stop that! You know why you made this decision, despite the opposition of people like Uncle Bertram. Compared to all those reasons, what does it matter what he looks like, for goodness sake?" She snorted mentally at the direction of her own thoughts and glanced at the young woman standing on the poop deck with her. Lady Myra Lucas was the only lady-in-waiting she'd brought along. Partly that was because one of Charlian's first acts had been to reduce the number of ladies-in-waiting which would normally have been retained by a queen consort as a deliberate tactic to reduce her nobles' tendency to think of their teenaged queen as a fluttering girl in need of coddling. And subject to a suitable marriage, manipulation, or removal. The same logic had applied when choosing the guest list for this voyage, and there'd never been any question as to which of her relatively short list of ladies she would choose. Myra Lucas wasn't simply her closest friend among the Chisholmian nobility. She was also Baron Greenmountain's niece. But Myra wasn't really who was on her mind at the moment, and her mouth tightened ever so slightly as she thought about the man who should have been standing at her side. Marak Saunders was the closest thing she'd had to a father since King Saley's death. If anyone was going to be present for her wedding day, it should have been Myra's uncle, she thought, but he couldn't be here, nor was he the only person whose presence she was going to miss. She'd had no choice but to leave him behind, just as she'd been forced to leave Queen Mother Alana to function as her regent while she sailed off to meet her bridegroom for the first time. They'd been the only two candidates whose ability and loyalty she'd been fully able to trust. And the fact that that was true also explained the reason she'd been forced to bring the Duke of Halbrook Hollow with her. She didn't really believe her uncle would have fomented rebellion against her in her absence, especially with his own sister sitting as her regent, but she couldn't quite convince herself she was positive of that. Much as she knew he loved her, she also knew that in this decision she had pushed him too far. His faith, not simply in God, but in God's church, would never let him approve of this marriage. Of the policy her acceptance of Caleb's offer had made crystal clear for all the world to see. There had to be a dividing line somewhere between what the uncle's love for her could endure without active opposition and what Mother Church would demand of her faithful son despite that love, and Charlian had no intention of leaving him in a position which would compel him to face that decision now. She'd wished he'd been able to bring himself to join her on deck. But he'd pleaded seasickness despite the calm waters of Telisburg Bay and retired to his cabin instead. Which was why the man who actually was standing beside her was the Earl of Greyharbor instead of any Chisholmian.